been good to know you so long. Been good to know you so long. It's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is a blowing me home. I've got to be rolling along. I'll sing this song, but I'll sing it again, of the place that I lived on the West Texas plains. In the city of Pampa, the county of Gray, here's what all of the people there say. Well, it's so long, it's been good to know you, so long, it's been good to know you, so long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is a blowing me home. I've got to be drifting along. Anyway, like I told you, the old dust storm hit there. These people all congregated in their little houses. And in the room in the house that I was in, there was 12 or 15 people. And while we was there, telling each other so long, it's been good to know you. Dusty old dust is blowing me home, and I ain't got long to stay. I've got to be drifting along. Well, here's what happened. The telephone rang and it jumped off the wall. That was the preacher paying his call. He said, look at the shape that the world is in. I've got to cut price on salvation and sin. So long, been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is driving me home, and I've got to be drifting along. The church houses were jammed and packed. People was sitting from front to the back. It was so dusty, the preacher couldn't read his text. So he folded his specs and he took up collection. Said, so long, it's been good to know you. So long, been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is rolling me home. Gotta be drifting along.
Well, what did you people do then? What happened to your folks, your relatives and neighbors and acquaintances and people like you all through that country from Panhandle to Nebraska?
Well, Alan, they didn't know what to do. They sat around and talked there for weeks and weeks. Hated to give up what they'd worked there for 50 years and been born and raised on and had their kids on, and their kids had been born and raised and married on and had their kids on this land. They didn't know just exactly what to do, but they couldn't pay their debts. They owed the bankers $3,500, $4,000 on a combine harvester, $1,100 on the tractor. They owed him a year's fuel bill, which always amounted to several hundred dollars. They owed a grocery bill for about a year. They owed all kinds of bills, seed bills and everything else. When they couldn't pay them, well, naturally, they come down with a mortgage and took their land. These people didn't have but one thing to do, and that was just to get out in the middle of the road. Incidentally, the 66 highway runs just about a mile north of this place that I've got in mind as I sit here and tell you this story. That name, 66, is Awful famous name. It's almost as famous as the other name that they've given the 66 Highway, the Will Rogers Highway. These people just got up and they bundled up their little belongings. They throwed in one or two little things they thought they'd need. They couldn't take it all because they didn't have room and they didn't have a car, didn't have gasoline, didn't have the money. But anyway, they had heard about the land of California, where you sleep outdoors at night, where you work all day in the big fruit orchards. You make enough to live on and get by on and live decent on. And you work hard, work honest. And according to the handbills they pass out down in that country, supposed to have a wonderful chance to succeed in California. So they just naturally drift that way. Here's what I call the Talking Dust Bowl Blues.